Welcome to the Deep Connection Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Alcala, and I'll be here Monday through Friday bringing you your daily dose of morning inspiration and motivation. I'm also a spiritualist here to help you raise your vibrations and dive deep into your healing journey. So this podcast has a wide range of topics from self-help, shadow work, manifestation, life coaching, spirituality, relationships, and the metaphysical. If that sounds like something you're interested in, then stick around and have a listen. So today is part four of a 24-part Abundance Blocks series. So if this is your first episode, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to the other episodes in order, because we're going to be tackling abundance blocks. So if you don't know what abundance blocks are, abundance blocks are anything that keeps us from living our most abundant and prosperous timeline. Anything that keeps us stuck from being happy and fulfilled in our lives. So today, episode four, today's abundance block is clearing money zapping decisions. So real quick, we'll go down the list again. So starting off with four clearing money zapping decisions, then we'll go into fear of growth, fear of success, fear of rejection, fear of numbers, clearing indecision, clearing stuckness, clearing your values, getting clear on your future, clearing clutter, clearing family blocks, clearing blame, discovering the ultimate you, discovering your ultimate self, turning blocks into profit, clearing self-sabotage, clearing lack of self-worth, clearing financial messes, clearing financial illusions, fear of scarcity, and welcoming abundance. So today is clearing money zapping decisions. Okay, so when it comes to money zapping decisions, I think we all have them, most of them. If you struggle with having money, holding money, accumulating money, you know you have bad financial habits, you're not looking at your budget, or you create a budget and you overspend, even if you try really, really, really hard to not do that, buying things that you don't need, maybe shopping addictions, just all of these terrible money zapping decisions. Now that's what they are. They are decisions. We have to hack our nervous system to feel safe making these decisions. Okay. So things like continuously going into debt, or, you know, big purchases that you know that you can't afford, or living in a place that you know is out of your means. So what happens is you may even have more money. So let's say you you get a promotion and now you have more money and you're making more money, but yet you are still broke. Like, you still are making decisions that is still making your life difficult and blocking your natural abundance from either accumulating money, having money, holding money, spending money, being comfortable with money. Now, what are money zapping decisions? Okay, we people are designed to want instant gratification. So when we see a bill we can't pay, we become stressed and we start ordering out more food just to relieve some of that pressure. So there is, when it comes to these decisions, there is a stressor that is affecting our ability to make these decisions. So for some people, we might immediately get money and then dispatch it, right? So like my husband, when he has cash, he spends it, and he'll spend it pretty quickly on most of the same stuff. So things like either Starbucks or like a little snack from the gas station. And we have to understand that those decisions, they add up over time. Okay. It's one of those things where you can justify your behavior and say, oh, it's no big deal. You know, I'll take care of it later. Or, you know, this bill's never going to go away anyway, so what's the point? Or, you know, I deserve to treat myself, but yet, like, you have other things that need to be tended to. It really takes a very smart and emotionally regulated person to be able to look at their spending habits. Why do they have these spending habits? And how do you feel about your spending habits? Because a lot of times, if you're searching for instant gratification, let's say you have a bill, you know you can't pay it. You know you don't have enough right there, but you do know that you have enough to go get an ice cream. But how often do you do that? That's just a band-aid that's covering up the actual problem, okay? So, you know, in your past, you can see, you might have, as a child, maybe you threw a fit when your parents told you that you can't have something. And so, when your parents, when you went to go to the grocery store and they said, no, we can't afford it, we can't have that, you can't have that, no, you were told no as a kid. And even if you were to look at it from, as an adult, that point of view from as an adult, have you ever seen a family in a grocery store and then the family is telling the little kid no? So we have two points of view here. We have you being told no, and then you can look at it from the child's point of view as an adult going, that person's telling them no. So what happens is that creates, that takes away your decision-making power. Okay, no matter what age you are, if you're 2 or 3 years old and your parent tells you no, you no longer have the choice or the decision to make these decisions within your financials, right? So what happens is part of that, when you get older, you now have the decision. So it's almost out of spite. Now you're kind of spiting your parents and you're kind of saying, well, you know what? I do have the money to have that and I want that, so I'm going to go get it. And that might not necessarily be detrimental, but it is a money zapping decision. So how many, I'll give you an example here. There have been times that I know I shouldn't order food, right? I feel like I shouldn't order food even though I want food. And I'm very spiritually connected. I'm very intuitive. And it'll be like, you know, I just have a little bit of money, so I think I'll order some food. And intuitively, I know something is weird. And what shows up for me is the delivery driver will get the address wrong, or they won't show up at all. Or, you know, like I even ordered from a restaurant that was permanently closed. And it was, I had to go through a whole process of trying to get this money back, and I had to contact the order. And so that's a mess. We need to be really aware of, in the moment, what is happening in the moment while we are making these decisions. Okay. Like, do you feel intuitively right or wrong? Do you feel like something's off, or are you seeking instant gratification? What are you getting out of that? Because you could just be getting out of a sense of instant gratification where, or spiting your parents and things like that. Okay. So you'll have to go back to do some inner child work here, where there was a time in your life when you were 2 or 3 and your mom or dad did not let you buy something at the store. This is the foundation of money zapping decisions, and it therefore becomes rebellion. When we go to the grocery store, we might impulsively buy snacks we don't need. We might perceive something as always being there, like such as our bills that we might put off paying, and then do other behaviors such as reckless shopping or buying big purchases we don't need, or taking out credit cards, taking out debt, getting a job that doesn't fit where our lifestyle income cap is at. So things like this, why we have these decisions, you might over or estimate how much something costs. So this is really, really important. A lot of times, the experiences that we want, you might overestimate how much that actually costs, and it keeps you from having that experience. So my husband and I sat down and we talked about this, I think this was about 2 years ago, where it was just like, you know, you might actually be able to. So I'm trying to think of a really good example here. We might circle back around to this because I know I have something here, but you might over or underestimate how much something costs. And that's really, really important that you understand that type of stuff, where it's like that you can actually have way more than you think that you can have, but you're overestimating it in your head. Or, you know, if you're looking at something and you're like, no, it actually might even be cheaper than what you originally expected. Some things that we need to look at as well is being kind of being smarter and more aware. So I'll tell you what just happened. My husband and I took a trip. We took a plane trip. We traveled to another state for a little vacation. And when he was booking the hotel online, he booked it and bundled it with a car. Now, I already knew this. Now, my husband did not know this, but I knew that when he bundled that car, when he went to go pick up the rental car, that bundle was not the full bundle. He was going to have to pay for that car out of pocket. And the thing was he didn't want to believe it. He was like, nope, I bundled it. I paid for it all together. It's taken care of. And I told him, I'm like, no, you're going to go get that rental car and you're going to have to pay out of pocket. And you need to have some fat in the budget so that when you go to get that rental car, you can afford it. And sure enough, you know, he didn't believe me. He didn't want to, you know, we have to be smart. We kind of have to know how things work. There are some things that are very big learning experiences when it comes to our financials. But sure enough, when we went to go pick up that rental car, it was $500 out of pocket. And he was like, ah, oh my God, I can't believe it. How unfair. I bundled it. How come that wasn't included in the price? And blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we need to be more aware of like how our financial institutions work, because those money zapping decisions can really come in and really like hurt us. Same thing with like getting a U-Haul, where we had a similar situation a couple years ago where he booked the U-Haul and I'm like, you're going to need $200 to $300 extra for like taxes and fees and that type of stuff. No, I don't need it. And sure enough, it was like $600 out of pocket. So when you are making your decisions, understanding the type of purchase that you're making might have, unfortunately, it's just the society we live in. I don't agree with it and I don't condone this, but like, if you're smart about it and you know about it and you're aware of the purchases that you're making. So again, case in point, some of you want to buy a house. Are you aware that down payments on the house, you have to be aware of those down payments. So I was talking to my girlfriend. She wanted to buy a house. She's like, I want to buy a house. And I'm like, how much you got in savings? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like, are you aware that the down payment on the house is a minimum of like 10 to 15 grand? You need to have that stuff saved up. So being aware and over and estimating how much something costs, okay? Other money zapping decisions. So you may have watched your parents be reckless with money, okay? My husband, I don't know why we do this, but my husband's dad, he had the mindset of, I'm going to do whatever I want, and if my wife is mad at me, who cares? What is she going to do, leave me? And so he would go and buy big purchases on credit cards, something like a big ass TV or like a drum set or big purchases, and go, you know, what is she going to do? Leave me? And yeah, he would shrug it off. And that's not, you know, that's not a joke. That's to be taken very seriously. So if some of you have a mindset of just like this kind of selfish attitude that your money zapping decisions don't affect the people around you, they absolutely do. The people around you, their decisions affect your money habits, and the people you grew up with affect your money habits, and you affect other people's money habits as well. So just on an energetic level, we need to be aware. That's why it's really, really important to surround yourself with people who know about money, people who understand money, people who understand how it works, people who know how to circulate it responsibly, people who have good, strong values where they're not going. And the thing is, you know, other money, just money zapping decisions all over the place. How many of you avoid your budget? Okay. Do you avoid your budget because it's stressful, it's scary, I don't even want to look at it? For the longest time, and I'm sharing these personal stories because I know that some of you can relate to them. For the longest time, my husband would refuse, flat out, to look at his bank account. Refuse. Like, just, I'm not even gonna look at it. And the thing is when he did that, and that's a choice, it's a decision that he was making because it was based out of fear and based out of, you know, lack and scarcity and all of these things. When he would make that choice, he would go into debt. He would go overdraft. Checks would bounce. He wouldn't have enough. When he would go to, like, purchase something, cards would be declined. And so those decisions, like, you can't be afraid to look at your own money. For some of you, your money shopping decisions are based on, we don't talk about money. Why is it rude to talk about money? Even in the workplace, we don't talk about money. You know, it's even a hassle in the workplace to even get them to tell you how much you're going to be making, right? It's a hassle in the workplace to even ask what someone else makes. It's a hassle in the workplace to even get a raise. And so we have to be super vigilant with how we approach our decisions, okay? Watching your parents be reckless with their money. One of the things that I would watch my mom do when she, you know, and she still actually does it to this day because she hasn't done any of the work to heal her generational trauma and her money traumas, and her decision-making abilities. But what she would do is she didn't have enough money, so she would go pawn her TV. And then in 3 days, when she had the money, she'd go get her TV back. And so her TV, her jewelry, her clothes, like anything, when she didn't have money for it, she would just go pawn something, and then she would have money and she would go get it back. That's a decision that she made. It's not a great decision. You know, you have to do, you kind of have to do what you have to do. But yeah, we get into vicious cycles of our decisions, and we have to take a look at your decisions that you're making. What decisions? Are you refusing to check your budget? Are you putting off your bills because you think that they're always going to be there and it's always going to be a problem, and I'll just instant gratify myself by treating in quotes, treating myself to something special and something nice? You're not going to be able to hold and accumulate money if you're doing those things. Okay. So maybe all your needs were not being met. Okay. We talked about that in your childhood. Maybe you feel you have no control over certain situations in your life, and they don't even have to be money related. So, you might shop because you're bored or angry. Okay. Your money zapping decisions has so many layers, and it is your job to pull them back, uncover them. It's like an onion. Keep pulling, keep digging. Why? Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I avoiding my money? So the other thing too, talking about money zapping decisions and having money awareness, being aware of what's actually going on in the world around you, i.e. when you open a credit card, do you read the credit card? Like if you open a credit card, some credit cards have yearly fees. Some of them have monthly fees. Some of them have overdraft fees. Some of them have penalized fees. Some of them have bonuses. Some, like, you've got to know what you are doing with your money, and you can't just throw it around and then now there's consequences. So whatever you are experiencing financially right now, here's the hard reality of it. It's the consequences of what you're doing and what you're not doing. So if you don't have money and you're not holding on to money and you're not accumulating money and money burns a hole in your pocket and you're in debt, that's your fault. Those are your decisions that you've made. You have to go and look, how did I get here? For some of you, you've been doing it for so long, it's become normal. You normalized it so completely. And then now because you're in these holes and these pits, and it's a lot of stress and it's a lot of burden, it's a lot of worry, it's, you know, it's hard to get out of. But at the end of the day, it requires you to take radical, radical responsibility for your own decisions. Okay. So it's about where you are at right now. We have to look at how we got here, and that might be shocking for some of you. Like when you really open your eyes, peel back the layers, and you go, how did we get here? And for some of you, it's 20 years in the making for how you got there, or it's your entire life for how you got here. Know that you can change it. You absolutely can, because it is, again, it's clearing money zapping decisions. So therefore, it's a choice. It's a series of choices that got you to where you are. Okay, so now you have to choose better choices. So something else to think about, okay? Stop avoiding your money. Oh, we were talking about these credit cards. My husband was paying this shit, right? Like it's one of those things. He was paying on a credit card for 6 months. he told me, I'm putting the payments on my credit cards. I'm like, awesome. So like 5-6 months have passed and I was like, hey, can we use your credit card for this? He goes, I don't have money on my credit card. And I'm like, why? He's like, I keep paying it, but like, I'm still over. And I'm like, why? And for 6 months, he's been over on his credit card, but he refused to look at it to understand why. And what was happening was he was paying over the minimum payment. But when you are over on your payment on your credit card, when your credit card's maxed out and you're over on your payment, okay, you're getting hit with fees. So even though he was paying on it for 6 months, but he was getting charged double fees. So he literally was just paying fees. And this is the sad reality for millions and millions of people. So if this is a situation that you're in where you're paying on your cards, you're paying on your loans, and like your loan balance is not going down, take a look at your statements. Open your account. Look at it with your eyes. Make phone calls. Ask questions. Read the fine details. Look at what the fees are. Like, stop avoiding your money, okay? Take responsibility. Okay, then we talked about getting educated, okay? Being aware, don't over or underestimate how much something costs. And we live in a day and age right now where it's no surprise that when you're booking online, when you're purchasing something, that there's other things that need to be added to it. Allow some fat in your budget. Okay, when you make a budget, okay? When you make a budget, your money zapping decisions, you can make a budget all you want, right? You can make this budget. But if you do not have self-discipline to stick to your budget and self-control, you're just perpetuating. So how many of you have made a budget before and then month after month and week after week, you end up not sticking to your budget? Have some self-control. Figure out where your stressors are, okay? And then also other things about money, stop making money mean so much. Take money off of a pedestal. So the thing is a lot of us put all of this weight and pressure on money. I must have it. I need it. I don't have it. Okay. And it's because we put it on a pedestal. So get money off of a pedestal and make money mean nothing. What if money was just energy? Because it is. Money is just energy. It comes and it goes and it flows and it's currency and it's supposed to be flowing. Money is not supposed to be stagnant. There is a reason. Money is the energy of water. So you have money that flows, money that circulates, money that grows, right? Like money that you can move money around. You go to the bank to get money or deposit money or withdraw money. It's a currency. It flows. It's supposed to flow. It's supposed to circulate. And so when it circulates and you spend your money, you're putting money in the economy and then money comes back to you. But if you're holding on to it, if you're being greedy with it, if you're idolizing it, that's where it becomes a problem. Make money mean nothing. Take it off a pedestal. Okay. Make a plan to pay your debt. So, at the beginning of the year, my husband had a plan to get himself out of debt, okay? And within the first 2 weeks, he totally dismissed it. So, yeah, like unfortunately, some of our partners have really, really bad money spending habits, okay? It just is what it is. We had to go through a lot of work. We're still shifting some mindsets. We're still looking at why are we doing these things? Why is this happening? Where's my stressors? Look at your stressors, okay? This goes for all areas of your life. Look at the root stressor of why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Get educated. Be disciplined, have self-control, and set small and large goals for yourself. You and only you have to care about your finances. So we were talking about how other people affects our money zapping decisions. And while that may be true, at the end of the day, you and only you are in charge of your finances. So some of us have joint bank accounts. If you have a joint bank account, that's look, whatever you do with your money is totally up to you. That's why it's money zapping decisions. But at the end of the day, it's you and only you are in charge of your own money decisions, okay? You can't control what anyone else does with their money. And it may affect you, but you've got to get your own money decisions right. And as you're going through this, you're probably going to want to tell other people how to do it, what to do, don't do that, I need you to do this, why didn't you do that? You've got to stop that narrative, okay? Because at the end of the day, it's about you and only you. Even if it affects you, you've got to find a way to work through that so it no longer affects you. You do that by minding your own money zapping decisions, all right? So take accountability for you, all right? Don't worry about what anyone else is doing. It's easy to make excuses for someone else. He or she is doing that and it's not fair, and then all of this stuff. You have to have discipline enough that you're not going to get wrapped up in other people's excuses. And it's time for you to break these cycles. So for those of you who do like money manifestation and you want to call in a lot of money, okay, great. We can do money manifestations, but you have to have your mindset right first. If you call in money and you're doing manifestations and you want to manifest a large amount of money, what you actually want to manifest is consistent flowing income. So change your manifestation from, don't set yourself at a cap of like, I want to manifest 5,000 or 10,000, because then you're capping. So manifest consistent, growing, flowing income. That's one thing that you can do. The other thing too is, even if you manifest this stuff, if you still have the habits that you have, you're still going to be perpetuating cycles. So it's not about manifesting more money. It's not about having more money. It's about looking at your decisions and how you feel about the decisions that you make. So one last thing on this before we wrap this episode up, or actually we'll kind of see what we want to do here. How you feel. How do you physically feel when you go to spend money? Are you wrapped with guilt, shame, or blame? Are you wrapped with judgment? Are you wrapped with fear? So when we would go grocery shopping, one of the things, because we had money on a pedestal, would be, do I have enough to afford this? Wait, you're sending out that energy when you do that. You're sending it out to the universe and you're going, I don't have enough to afford this. And then you're going to be, the universe reflects that back to you in your experiences, because you haven't processed how you felt about either spending money or receiving money or having money. So we need to really look at, when you spend money, how do you feel? When you have money, how do you feel? Like, when you have money in your account, do you get twitchy and you're like, oh my God, I have to spend this money? Like, or do you get greedy? Do you feel, oh my God, I have to save this money? Look at how you feel, because that is what's influencing your money zapping decisions. So when you make decisions and you feel like you have no control over the decision that you just made, which is very, very real, you're just like, okay, I'm going to do this. And I feel like I set this goal for myself, and now I see myself doing this thing that I said I wasn't going to do. You got to look at how you feel. And that will really, really, really help you in the future. So this was a heavy duty topic. I hope this really, like, yes, you could tell I'm very passionate about it. I feel strongly about it. More people need to hear this stuff. For some of you, you may have never even heard this stuff before, where it's like, holy crap, right? But I think this is a very good start. So this was what? Episode 4 of the Abundance Clearing blocks, right? So episode 4. Tomorrow, stick around for tomorrow, which will be Fear of Growth in the Abundance Block series. And of course, if you would like to follow me on TikTok, where I do tarot and spiritual readings, that is at the White Lotus 777. And then come and join the Lotus Patreon community at the White Lotus on Patreon. And then follow and subscribe and all of that beautiful stuff across all my platforms. And I will see you in tomorrow's episode.